There is an intimacy to handwritten letters that you just don't get from email. It's a kind of romance that's hard to replicate on a screen. When Superstorm Sandy recently struck the East Coast, the winds and rain also washed a bunch of old, carefully handwritten love letters onto a beach in New Jersey. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Mike and Scott has the story of how the letters were lost and how they found their way home.
The weekend after the storm, Kathleen Cheney and her son Patrick were walking along the New Jersey shore near her home in Atlantic Highlands. They stumbled upon a bundle of letters, tied with a pink ribbon and thoroughly soaked. Some of the beautiful handwriting had blurred. Cheney took the bundle home, dried out the letters, and began to read them.
They're to a man named Lynn Farnham, and they're from someone named... She always signs her letters, "Your loving Dot." "My darling Lynn, just a few lines this morning, as this is going to be another one of my many busy days."
Another letter details last-minute wedding preparations.
"We ordered the flowers. You will have a white rose, and the other boys will have carnations."
Cheney says the letters speak of true love and devotion. She soon realized she had to find the couple and return their correspondence.
"That's so romantic. I just want them to have them."
She went to the address on the letters in nearby Rumson, but the house had been torn down. She reached out to local officials and posted messages on genealogy websites. That's where she connected with Shelley Farnham Hilber, Dot and Lynn's niece.
"Uncle Lynn was my dad's older brother, and he passed away quite a few years ago, and, you know, there's a whole piece of family history that was lost with that."
Farnham Hilber says her aunt and uncle met in the early 1940s, and the letters were written during their wartime courtship. She says her uncle was at Pearl Harbor during the attack. The couple married in 1948, and Shelley Farnham Hilber says she's thrilled to have this piece of history.
"These stories are gone. These people are gone. You never have access to those moments again. And it's going to be wonderful just to have a peek into what it was like to be, you know, 19 and 20 years old and to be in love in the 1940s.
Dorothy Farnham is still alive and lives in a New Jersey nursing home. And as to how these letters ended up on an Atlantic Highlands beach, best guess is that they were put in storage when the house was torn down and only resurfaced because of the storm. For NPR News, I'm Mike and Scott.
This is NPR News.